You're listening to the Superman Super Show, episode number 23, Superman and the Skyscrapers. Howdy, y'all, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Superman Super Show. I'm a host, my name's Ed, and 1,000 miles over there to my left is another host, Mr. Stephen Orr.
Howdy!
Chris, it is the Superman Super Show.
Yeah, Chris, settle down.
Are you not at the right place, dog? Were you thinking this was something else?
For those of you listening to the audio, podcaster Chris Parton is mocking Ed.
He's razzing me.
For problems that Ed had at the beginning of this episode. And we can't all be professionals like you, Chris.
Wow. I'm identifying as something a certain kind of way right now. I don't know what to say.
Is he triggering you?
I am feeling triggered.
Makes
see,
me sad.
See, I'm triggered. Thank you. Okay.
Hey. Today, that was a good one.
Today we're looking at Superman and the Skyscrapers, which appeared in Superman issue number 2, written by Jerry Siegel, penciled by Joe Shuster, inked by Paul Cassidy, and according to the Grand Comics database, lettered by Mr. Joe Shuster as well. That may be the first lettering that we have been able to determine. Yeah. So had to throw that in there. Now, Superman issue 2 was published by DC Comics and has a cover date of September 1939 with an approximate on sale date of August 22nd, 1939, according to the awesome website, Mike's Amazing World of Comics. And Mr. Parton throwing up the big horse, the donkey head. Looks like a donkey, as Shrek would call it. Alrighty, this particular story apparently is a reprint of the newspaper strips that were published between and including April 3rd, 1939 and April 29th, 1939. All the whole month of April for this one. And here is what happened. After several deaths have taken place during the construction of the Atlas building, Superman takes it upon himself to do a little investigating. He discovers that the steel girders were being sabotaged on the orders of a crook named Butch Grogan and decides to pay him a visit. Butch won't talk at first, but Superman demonstrates his strength by crushing Butch's gun in his hand and his lips loosen up. That's Butch's lips, not Superman's lips. He was being offered a large sum to see that the Atlas was never completed. The man who hired him, none other than Nate Grayson, CEO of rival company Acme Construction, which we're all familiar with from the Wile E. Coyote commercials.
This Acme is spelled with a K.
Oh, it's not the same Acme?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Acme wanted Bruce Construction, Inc., the funder of the Atlas building project, to go out of business, eliminating some of the competition. Superman leaves Butch on the street as cops approach. When he tries to run, despite their warnings, Grogan is shot dead. Now, Nat Grayson has prepared for Superman's arrival by rigging his home with explosive triggered by movement. To Grayson's surprise, Superman makes it past the detonations. He rips the door to the office off its hinges and confronts Grayson directly. Not much force is needed on Superman's part. Nat Grayson turns out to be a cowardly man who agrees to call the police and turn himself in, bringing justice to the men who lost their lives. Back at the Daily Star, Superman, in his civilian identity of Clark Kent, meets with his editor over his latest report. He's asked how he managed to get the story of Grayson's arrest before any other paper. Just luck, Clark replies.
Jeez.
Now, that summary had some massive...
Oh, yeah. Big holes.
Icing over of what actually happened and how it happened. So, that is a with a grain of salt summary for sure. More so than the other two that we've...
Yes.
Especially the one you got last episode.
Right.
It told everything. I think...
Yeah. Didn't leave anything out.
No, it had all the names, all the places. It was complete. So, again, for me... First of all, this just felt very different from what they have been doing in Action Comics. And for the most part, I have to say that I enjoyed this story more than most of the Action Comics strips we've been reading. For what that is, my feelings after I read it, you read it and you sit there for a minute after and you get whatever, you like it, you don't like it, you want to throw the book, you want to keep reading, you know, whatever it's going to be. So after these three stories, I'm thinking, you know, at the time, this Superman comic would have been pretty daggone cool.
Yeah.
Especially compared to the first one that I just got, what, probably a quarter ago.
Yep.
Very different. Very different.
This, we didn't really talk about it last week with the second episode or the second story that came out of Superman number two. But this is the second time of these three stories that Superman just basically stands aside and lets somebody die. Because the first in last week, the previous story, it was the guy at the end when he dropped the vial of that gas, and Superman just stands there and lets him die. And in this one, the dude that gets killed by the cops.
What is the point of that, really? I mean, for the story, what did that? The dude dying by his own hand in a I got that. But this one, it's like, and I noticed, I thought that this house was out somewhere.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, when they show the police coming, they're on the street, and I'm like, wait a minute, I thought they went out to the house. So happened there.
One of those houses that the developers who were building the skyscrapers, they couldn't buy the house, so the house just stayed there.
Yeah,
they built the skyscrapers around it.
Yep.
You know, I'm glad I read this story before I saw the title. Because if I had just read that title first, not knowing what I was getting into, I would have been super disappointed. Because Superman and the skyscrapers makes me feel like he's fighting skyscrapers. Like skyscrapers are transforming into giant robots, and he's fighting them in the streets of Metropolis or whatever town. I don't know. Have they ever said at this point that this is Metropolis?
I don't think, not yet.
I don't think they have, But yeah. I actually liked this one least of the three in Superman number two. There really wasn't much to this. You know, it's a guy who wants to do better than his competition. So he hires a crook to, you know, sabotage the buildings, and Superman makes a guy walk off a skyscraper. As I've said, each story now, each episode, something about there's been something in one of each one of these three stories from Superman 2, issue 2, that's made me think of an old action comic story. And in this one, it's when he's interrogating the guy and he's throwing him up in the air and catching him. Yes. He did that in a story from Action Comics. I don't remember what issue it was, but.
And we do need to make sure that we recognize this Night Watchman, because using a hacksaw, he seriously weakened a steel girder. Okay. Yeah. Unto breaking when he walked on the section overhanging beyond his cut. But he took the time with a hacksaw to cut through a steel girder and weaken it enough to do that.
Yeah,
you go, Mr. Night Watchman.
Yeah, we're led to believe that Superman is just kind of hiding in the shadows watching this. And that had to have taken, what, 4-6 hours?
Weeks.
Superman's probably just sitting back there going, looking at us, watch. Well, geez, come on.
Yeah, what's he
get
doing?
To that point so I can step out of the shadows and be all mysterious. It's like, I hear about this guy in Gotham that does stuff like this all the time, and I've been wanting to try it for a while.
Yeah, it's not his bag.
Yeah.
But yeah, just a hacksaw is all he had to sabotage the building of this building. So that's, you go, dog.
You know,
that's,
I would have dedication. To assume that in the light of day, anybody who is working on the construction of a skyscraper and is walking around on those steel girders is going to notice that the girder has been cut almost completely in two.
Well, okay. You know, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because you think there'd be a bit of bowing or something there. You think there'd be a gap.
Something. Yeah.
But this guy's killed. I mean, we don't know that this is what he's done for all six of the people that have previously died.
Right.
But he's got some freaking muscles in that arm, though. Sawing that long. That's some cardio right there.
And how about this? Joe Schuster. In three of possible five panels, drew, and more if you go to the page before that, but he consistently drew the lamp that this dude had when he was walking around, when he was beginning to fall, and as he fell, that lamp was in every panel. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 panels.
Once it was there, he kept it there. That's that's dedication.
Yeah.
to a point.
Now he does this guy doesn't die. He does catch him. I actually rather like that part, because the guy falls, he steps on the part of the girder that is no longer supported because he spent hours and hours and hours cutting through it with a hacksaw, and he falls, and Superman dives down, grabs him.
Still can't fly.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He dives down, grabs him, and before they can hit the ground, tosses him back up in the air. I thought that was very clever. Yep. Tosses him back up in the air, lands on the ground, and then catches the guy.
Turns around and catches him as he falls back down. Yep. Yep.
And then that leads him to another in what is a never-ending series of mobsters in this city, Butch Grogan. There just seems to be an endless supply of mobsters.
And they're into everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
subway management, building construction.
Taxis.
Taxi cabs.
Yeah. I mean, they're into everything.
Oh, yeah. And when he gets to Butch's, he breaks in and takes the guy by the throat. These are very... These are a lot darker. The newspaper strips are much darker.
Very aggressive. Superman doesn't just say it. He also does things. In the comic book, in the action strips, he just says it.
Yep. Drags him outside by his ankles, and then that's when he starts throwing him up in the air.
Before that, on that same page, the top row, the right-hand panel, where dude is sitting in the chair and Superman is standing there talking to him. See the panel?
Yeah.
Dude's arm looks broken to me.
Right? It does.
That is a weird angle for that arm to be at. So I
mean, I'm going to assume that he broke the man's arm when he threw him into the chair.
Slamming him in the chair, he busted up his arm.
It doesn't look so bad in the next panel. But no, yeah,
but that one, it's like...
That one, he does looks very much broken. Yep.
Yep, drags him outside. And then this is where he starts playing the aerial yo-yo with the dude.
Yep.
Throws him up 2 or 3 times until he decides to confess, or actually decides to do what Superman is telling him he needs to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when the cop shows up, so then the other guy arrives, you know, he's trying to find Butch Grogan. He's tossing this guy in the air, trying to find out where Butch is. Butch shows up. Superman crushes his gun, and when the cop shows up, it's one of the funniest moments, because suddenly the cop's there. What's going on here? Don't either of you move. And Grogan says, a cop. And Superman says, sorry, I got to go. And they both just take off running. And this cop is just firing into the air. He's just running and shooting. And Grogan manages to get to a phone to warn the boss. But sure enough, the cop catches up to him. That is a wicked panel.
Down.
When the cop shoots him, it almost, to me, looks like he shot him in the throat from the back, of the neck.
And it's funny to me, because the little cloud that the dude has here, I always see as a reference to somebody farting in cartoons of this age. So I'm like,
well, and the action lines,
back. What?
The action lines coming off his head, to me, look like blood spurting.
Could be that he took one in the head.
Yeah. That's a violent panel for a Superman book.
Now, in the summary, Superman ripped the office door. No. Dude had a safe room built of steel that Superman ripped the door off of. Completely different from being just an office door. So
yeah,
they kind of downplayed that a little bit in the summary.
Exactly. He goes into a metal room where he can use, what does he call them? Photoelectric cells throughout the house to know where Superman is. He's planted bombs all over the house and then just starts letting them go. Just starts blowing up various parts of the house. Yeah. And Superman rips that metal door off the hinges. And,
which is a sweet looking panel, by the way, where he finally got that and it's buckling.
Yeah, and then he's got the guy on his knees by the throat, and the guy's yelling, don't hurt me. And then again, it can't be legal. I don't understand. I have to assume that guys like this end up, these cases get thrown out of court because he's confessing to a crime under duress, you know, under threat of death, basically.
Right. Coercion. Yeah.
Yeah. So that may not have been a big thing, maybe in 39, but
I don't know. Some lawyer historian will have to let us know when that came into effect, that coercion was not a properly attained anything in police work.
And then we get another kind of Clark winking at the camera type of endings. The second type in this issue, you know, how did you manage to get all this before it even happened? And Clark's saying, just luck, chief, wink, you know.
Yep.
You can almost hear the wah, wah, wah or something at the end of it.
And I like how they put both a verbal and a thought in the same bubble.
Just luck, chief, and the assistance of Superman.
That would have been the voice on the radio show. He'd come across and said that at the end.
Yeah. And then we're told that we can follow the adventures of Superman in every issue of Action Comics.
Action Comics, yep.
Yeah.
And then there's a story in this.
Yeah, I didn't read the tech story.
I didn't either.
I probably will, but I didn't get a chance to do that today. So,
well, I wonder if this is one of the things that Clark wrote, because at the end it's signed Police Chief Makes Racketeer Leave Town. So I wonder if this is one of the reports that he had submitted in the previous three stories.
Yeah, that's a good question. By Clark Kent. Yeah, it's only two pages. I'll have to read that tomorrow.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we close up shop?
No. Other than the tech story, this, of course, rounds out the three stories from issue number two. We made a decision among the two of us not to dedicate an entire episode on the one issue, but to split it up into three episodes, one episode per story.
Right.
So I'm glad we did that, because otherwise this episode would have been about an hour and a half long. But it, you know, it's the first story in issue number two was my favorite, and the last story was my least favorite. So it's like it started high and ended low, but they were still fun. I still enjoyed them. A lot of depth.
66 pages in this issue. For this book.
At least. You know, at least two men died and a monkey in this issue.
Yeah, it's much, much violence in this issue of Superman. And I like the cover because it shows him kind of floating in the air.
Yeah.
Almost like he's flying, but we know so far that he can't fly. But he is doing something superish, right? He's in the air, something. We see mountains kind of below and in the background. So he's obviously up. And, you know, not standing, holding a car, or punching a train. No, this is like even cooler stuff. He can fly, but I mean, he can't, you know.
Not quite yet.
So, yeah, you pick this up and it's Superman and it looks like he's flying. And yeah, okay. So I thought.
And one of the stories is called Superman and the Skyscrapers. So there's got to be giant robot skyscrapers in this book.
I don't think they would have been really thinking about robots in 1939 yet.
Probably not. I think about the movie Big, and one of the toys that Tom Hanks had to test in that movie was a transformer that transformed into a building. It was a building that transformed into a robot, and I remember him going, I don't get it. It's a
You know, I just recently learned that he was on an episode of Taxi before he was anything else.
Really?
I did not know that.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, I remember him from Bosom Buddies. That was the first thing I ever saw him in.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was in a couple of episodes of Family Ties.
Yeah, he was her boyfriend. Her brother. Yeah.
Her alcoholic brother.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the first movie I ever saw him in was in Splash.
I never saw Splash.
Saw that sucker.
I still have not seen Splash.
Yeah. So. It's not bad. It's got some good stuff in it.
I think
you know the movie of his that I've never seen from back in the day was Bachelor Party.
Nope, not my kind of movie either. Yeah. Not then and not now. So
Bachelor Party and I think The Man with One Red Shoe. Never seen either of those.
That's a Belushi.
Was that Belushi? I don't know.
That's a Belushi. Man with One Red Shoe.
Okay. Tom Hanks though is one of those actors nowadays that if a new movie with Tom Hanks is coming out, I'm gonna see it.
Yes, it's
I like it.
He is on the list of see that movie. So, yeah. All right. So
let's wrap it up.
We want to thank everybody for listening in to this episode of the Superman Super Show, Mr. Parton. If you want to drop us a line, ask us a question, or just provide feedback in general, you can send an email to thesupermansupershow@gmail.com. You can also feel free to reach out to us on Twitter over at Supes, S-U-P-S, Super Show, one word. Or come join the fun over on the forums at forum.justanotherfanboy.com. All of these links will be in the show notes, so don't worry about it. You got it. So, until next week, folks, I'm Ed, that's Steven, and this was the Superman Super Show. Ciao.
Arrivederci.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
You're listening to the Superman Super Show, episode 23, Superman and the Sky.
That's a blooper.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.